Biodynamics is an agricultural method that grew from a few lectures given by philosopher Rudolf Steiner in the early 1900s. What many may not know is that Steiner also helped create the Waldorf school system. Steiner's notions encouraged an awareness of how our spiritual and physical worlds might be linked. The effectiveness of these practices may not have a wealth of hard evidence, but nevertheless have influenced medicine, education, and of course farming. Although Steiner was a teetotaler, biodynamic winemaking occurs around the world and even here on the Central Coast. Mike Steiner, owner of Steiner LaValle in San Luis Obispo, spoke to me about putting his soul into winemaking and his experience doing it with biodynamics. What drew you to that approach, and or how long ago was that?
You know, for me, it started in 1996. I was in France visiting a producer named Domaine Lefleve, and they had a general manager there named Pierre Moret, and I was there visiting, doing a technical tour with him. And he started talking about this kind of alternative method of farming that sounded like just very different. And honestly, at first, I was kind of not into it. I thought, this is crazy. It kind of went against some of the training I had up to that point. And so that's what I first heard about it, and I started buying books to kind of read, what is this biodynamics all about? And I just thought it was very different. I didn't, at the time, couldn't comprehend the idea of a farming methodology that was the same everywhere on Earth. Because my training says that, you know, to farm grapes well in the Edna Valley in California or Santa Cruz or the Rhone Valley, you have different techniques.
Moon phases are essential to biodynamic farming. So to help guide the grower is a calendar system. It indicates what days are ideal to focus on areas such as leaves or roots. Rather than adding an element like nitrogen or phosphorus, it's compost that's crucial to this practice. Specially prepared tinctures using herbs, manures or animal parts are added to the compost and mixed into the soil. The hope is to encourage a balance of beneficial creatures that bring nutrients to the plant and farm in sync with nature's rhythms.
What I've learned and experienced is it's not just a recipe of farming. It's more of a holistic and totality sort of experience of your farm. It's not looking at it and saying, hey, let's make wine here. It's about saying, hey, let's create an ecosystem that's healthy on levels not just from a NPK, you know, or a chemical perspective, but from the whole perspective in terms of the people, the flora, the fauna, under the ground, above the ground, and it takes it into an ecosystem that has nothing brought into it and nothing taken out of it, you know.
So how did you mix it into your work, and how far did you go with it?
You know, for me, I started working in a project called Domaine Alford Winery in the year 2000. I brought these philosophies or sort of the stuff I've been reading about, and to the owner, he thought it was kind of crazy. It is definitely some really different details to what's involved with biodynamics. And he thought it was a great idea. So I got involved with it by hiring a consultant who had been doing it for 25 years prior to train me on the details of it. And so we converted an 80-acre vineyard from a very conventionally farmed piece of property, you know, chemical-based, right into biodynamics.
As Steiner explains, if it didn't work, he wouldn't use it.
My personal philosophy of these ideas of biodynamics is to make wine taste better. That's what I think mine tends to be a little bit different than some people, because I was brought to it because I think it, and I know it, improves the wine quality. And so the first rule of wine quality is staying in business, making a profit. So I'm very sensitive to when we went to that conversion, not to do something so drastic as to not have a crop to farm. It's certainly something that, as I was going through that, was watching and making sure things weren't going to have an epic fail and no longer be in the business.
Whether biodynamics is a marketing tool or a technique a vintner truly believes in, it's practiced by some prominent winemakers in Europe. Some of their wines sell for well over $1,000. Without much scientific validation behind it, the biodynamic draw for Steiner seems to be an enhanced sense of what makes his vineyard tick.
You get a perspective, a new perspective on what you're doing, and it's a perspective that draws you in closer to what you're doing. Because when you're chemically farming a project, or whether it's wine grapes or corn or whatever, you just know what you've got, and you can literally phone it in. Hey, let's spray this, let's add that to soil, and phone it in. Never get out of your truck and drive by. When you're working in the biodynamics realm, you are committing to not using synthetic materials. You know, you're committing to organic, but you go beyond organic by introducing other materials, you know, and stuff that you do there on site. And so, therefore, you are so in touch with what you're doing that everybody tends to make better wines and grapes with it. There's an old Asian philosophy that the best fertilizer man can put in his vineyard is his own footsteps. And biodynamics is that sort of thing. It's because these are systems, and this is something that is not binary. Like in terms of in chemical farming, when you have what we call CAN 17 or 17% nitrogen, you spray it to a vineyard. In 24 hours, that vineyard reacts to it, and it becomes green, and it's lush. And whereas in biodynamics and organic farming, we don't have tools that are that dramatic. You have systems and philosophies that over a long period of time will build a healthy plant and a healthy ecosystem, but you cannot just turn something on a dime with this. And so it's demanded of you to be more in touch, spend more time into your vineyard, and understand where things are coming from, and anticipate, where it's going.
The spiritual undertones of biodynamics, of course, attracts many non-believers. But, as Siner says, much of the theories could just be ancient knowledge we've lost.
When you work with people who have been in touch with the land for a long time, especially in my world, I work with a lot of the Hispanic culture, and I have very close friends and coworkers that are multi-generation farming families. And their grandfathers very often spoke about planting under certain moon phases. And so there's not something foreign to them. And anybody who pays attention to how things grow, react, and feel according to those phases, it's very obvious. Go see an emergency room doctor and talk to him about what the full moon does, his day-to-day work. Take a look at a plant. All those things, there's physical, non-binary, hard facts about these phases do affect everything that's here. Because of the society and life that we lead right now, we've left behind a lot of technology that's no longer used. And that's what I think with this biodynamic farmer's almanac sort of stuff taps into. Because for a lot of years, people were doing this with no iPhones, without Google Earth and without weather channels. All they had to look at were the stars and the moon. That's it. And they got done.
So do you think there's absolute value in putting your soul, because it sounds like it's a very soulful way of farming, you can put your soul into it rather than just do the practice or the preps and not really think about that aspect? Like, would it work?
I'm not sure. I think everything you can do to remove these hard chemical, everything you do from a chemical perspective in agriculture is based on salts. Everything has high salt level, nitrogen, potassium, all these things we add. And anybody who eats great food, it's like taking a wonderful vegetable from a great garden and then putting 300 grams of salt on it. What does it taste like? It tastes like salt. So this pathway of biodynamics, you're removing all the salts and you're letting it speak from a place. So however far you can go down that pathway, I do feel you'll increase your probability of success.
The vitality he observed in his vineyard plot at Domain Alfred convinced him he was doing something right. Wine critics agreed.
It was very abrupt on that project. It was abruptly removed, stopped spraying pesticides. We stopped spraying the chemicals and then added these biodynamic preps and paid attention to the cycle of the calendars and stuff. And very quickly, we just found more snakes and more worms and more frogs and just more life out there. And that was a very short period of time. And suddenly, I was working with a young Hispanic guy who had been on that vineyard since it was planted. And he said, oh, he's never, ever seen that much life forms out there in the vineyard thriving.
Now, could that also be a fact that it's more of an organic approach if you had just gone organic and just gotten rid of the chemical fertilizers or pesticides and herbicides?
Certainly. I mean, that's that continuum of increasing success. But remember, in organics, it's really about no. Having worked with CCOF before in certification, they just want you to certify between the inposts. Don't certify the roads. They don't care about the human aspect in terms of how you're treating your workers, in terms of retirement, in terms of recycling. That's not part of what they're looking for. So, yeah, removing all those chemicals is going to have a big effect. But to really increase it, I think that's where biodynamics really helps out, where you're really not only just saying no to stuff, but you're saying no, but let's add this to it. Let's look at it from a different lens. I'm not really a mouthpiece, or the brand or the wines are not a mouthpiece for biodynamics.
Right.
It's just something I do. But when people came to Domain Alfred, and they did, whether it's Wine Spectator, Parker, Sunset Magazine, they came and said, wow, your wines are standing out amongst your peers. These are very, very good. And so we'd say, oh, thanks, great. And if they asked us why, I would often go into that talking about what we're doing. But if they didn't ask why, then I wouldn't even talk about it.
Biodynamics is not a major part of his current winemaking, though he enlightens those who work alongside him. Switching to this method, however, does not magically transform every vineyard.
None of the guys I'm working with from my Sinai Valley program are saying, okay, let's 100%, let's do it, let's shut it off, because they're growers too, and so they need to have moderation to it. And I don't live there on the property. I'm not managing it, the whole property, day to day, so it has to be a compromise coming together of it. Other projects I'm involved with, yeah, we are using the preps with the compost, and we're using compost teas that are a big part of biodynamics. And I went self-employed basically in 2006. You know, I had a lot of other things I had to handle to be sustainable, which is making money for my family. So as of now, things are in a good balance mode. I am starting to get back into it, and I'm bringing a couple of projects up to speed on it. And there's so, with biodynamics, there's so much that it's really, you're dealing with the top 5% of quality. You can't just take a project that doesn't do well in the vineyards and the wines are terrible and convert it to biodynamics and suddenly turn the corner. That won't work. What you need to do is build good, solid foundation business practices in the vineyards and with your teams and your everything. And once you get that stuff flowing and you want to continue to increase quality, biodynamics is one of the things that does that.
With climate changing worldwide, it's possible the theories did not foresee that. So how do biodynamic farmers deal with unpredictable weather?
You got to roll with the punches. The guy I trained with, he was very practical. He said, hey, look, you do the best job you can, you know, with what you've got. The weather is always will change, you know. And so, yeah, you've got to take that into account. And we've come to a very, very dry year or a very, very wet year, a cold year. You may change, you know, practices a little bit. That's what I liked about the guy who I worked with, the consultant, because he was not dogmatic. He was not saying, oh, this, you have to do it at this day. You do the best you can, but don't kill yourself if it's not perfect. Just roll with it, learn from it, try to do it better next time. And over time, you just build experience and you make things. It really helps, you know, versus I've worked with and listened to some consultants of these methodologies, and they're very just arduous. Just, it's got to be this way. Rudolph said this. Like, okay, all right, I hear you, I understand it, but Rudolph's not here, man. I got this thing to do, and we're going to do it.
And unsurprisingly, the feelings among winemakers about biodynamic wines run the gamut. But as Siner says, having these different opinions is healthy, just like his vineyard. This is Amy West.